Okay, my dear brothers and sisters, so it's early, it's the early morning mass, okay? So I hope that we were able to really listen today to this parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Really, Jesus is trying to convey two very important messages. The first message is the message of God's generosity, that God is always abundantly generous with us. The other thing that Jesus wants to teach and for us to keep an eye out for in our own lives and in our spiritual lives is the sin of envy, which is a true destroyer of our relationship with God and our relationship with others. I want to first speak about the generosity of God in the kingdom of heaven, and I want to kind of give a little bit of the perspective of God's generosity to remind us all just how good God has been with us. And we see God's generosity from the very beginning. If we look at Genesis, God's first generosity is to create. That is, God gives life. Or as a sign of His love, He creates man and woman in His image and in His likeness, and He gives creation life. And so we already see from the very beginning God giving of Himself. And then we see that man, even in response to the generosity of God, how does man reply to that generosity? Well, we have the sin of Adam and Eve. They reply by believing the lie of the devil that God doesn't love them, that God doesn't want them to be like Him. And so because God wants to limit them, they should just do what they want. And so they do. And so man tastes sin. But even after man sins, God does not reply by cutting us off. God sets into motion, gives a hope of salvation. God sets into motion a history of salvation. And so God is even generous through our sins. And even more generous, this history of salvation reaches its culmination with God becoming man, with the incarnation, in which God empties Himself and takes the form of a slave, so that we can receive a new nature, so that we can be redeemed. And then, my dear brothers and sisters, God's generosity is in the fact that He allows us to work in this vineyard. Because if we're truly experienced that God has created us, that God has given us hope, that God has sent His Son, then our response to that is a desire to bring more people to God. We should have a response to the generosity of God. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important things we have to realize is that every one of these things is a gift. Everything we have is a gift. And it's important to remember that, because this is where the sin of envy comes in. This is where the danger for envy comes in. And what I mean by envy is that it's looking at the other with anger at what they have, because we think, God should have given that to me. Why did He give it to them and not to me? And it's a danger that we all have of falling into kind of a sick comparison of ourselves to others. And that is many times because we have lost sight of the gifts of God. It's interesting, as I was reading today and praying with the gospel, we heard the line that said, "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious of my generosity?" And the actual translation of the Greek to that line is your eye evil because I am good? I don't think we've ever thought of envy that way. Is your eye evil because I am good? In other words, when we look at God's goodness with somebody else, do we look with an evil eye? Why don't I have that? I should have gotten that. I needed that. And we're never happy. My dear brothers and sisters, how do we fight that? Is we fight that by being grateful. We have the ability to fight that in every Mass. As we have this celebration of Mass, we have this part of the Mass in which we bring up the bread and the wine, the offertory. It's an opportunity for us to bring everything that we are and to present it to the Lord. All of our hopes, all of our dreams, all of our worries, all of our joys, all of our sadnesses, all of our difficulties. We have the opportunity to give it to the Lord, and the Lord in turn takes it and gives it back to us. But gives it back to us as his body and blood, which is to give us food for the journey. For the journey of what? To go and to work in the vineyard that God is giving us, because we are each called to a vineyard. We are each called to be workers in that field. We are each called to go and bring God to another soul. We are each called to go and live out the generosity of God in our lives through prayer, through self-denial. What do I mean by self-denial? That we don't give ourselves everything that we want. Through prayer, through self-denial, but also through service. Looking at the needs of others and responding to those needs. I don't know about you, but I know that a lot of times I catch myself so preoccupied about me, what I feel, what I want, what I need, what will make me happy, what will give me control over my day. And I don't know, maybe sometimes ask the Lord to give you the grace of catching yourself. And you will be astounded, because we do it so naturally that we don't even realize that we're doing it. You know how that saying is, it's not all about you? You would be amazed at how much of the day we spend and all about us. Catch yourself. Ask the Lord to give you the grace to catch yourself once. You'll see. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, that is what it is to love, to work in this vineyard, is to go and to serve the other. So how do we fight that temptation to envy? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, I invite you, so that we are not like these laborers that are always looking at what everybody else got, that we look only at our lives. But we still may find, as we find ourselves tempted to envy, we should always keep a pen and a piece of paper with us. Because when we find ourselves tempted to envy, we should jot down three things we're grateful for. Why? To give us perspective. To give us perspective. To have God help us to focus on ourselves, on what we're doing. Not overly focus on ourselves, but you know what I mean. Because besides worrying about how we are and how we are also hyper-focused on what everybody else is doing and having. And my dear brothers and sisters, God wants to call us to more. And so today as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that as we bring everything we are to God and God gives it to us, that we may have a true desire to go and work in the vineyard, to serve in the vineyard, to give our lives for those in need, so that we may work for eternal life.